Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Sometimes you have people in your life that ask you weird favors. Like, can you tell them that I'm not a father yet, even though the baby's been born? Tom?
Yeah.
That was a pretty weird favor.
That happened to me.
Yeah. What's the weirdest favor you were asked to do?
Back in the day, my best friend asked me to sleep with his girlfriend so he could sleep with her best friend.
Why was that a good exchange?
Why is it access granted? How does it work?
It was just a very awkward situation at the time.
Oh my gosh.
So he said, if you sleep with my girlfriend, I'll be able to get her back by sleeping with her friend and she can't get mad at me. Is that what he's thinking?
Pretty much.
So how was his girlfriend?
Fabulous.
What? It did happen?
You know what did he just say? He just said fabulous.
Of course it happened.
Oh my
gosh. I can't let my friend down.
No, you're a good buddy.
Or something else down. How did it go? I mean, how did she feel about it?
She wanted it.
Oh man.
You know you want
You guys are a mess, man. Are you a Kardashian or a Jenner? Which one?
Oh, I'm a Kardashian all the way.
Okay, so my question to you is, are you guys still friends, and are you married to the woman that you slept with?
Friends, yes. Married, absolutely not.
Okay. Because look at the life you're leading.
Man. Hey.
I like to think that somewhere in an alternate universe, the two women are calling into a radio show talking about you guys. Like, I wish we could get... Could we get them on the phone?
Yeah, no, I don't know if we're going to be able to...
It would only be fair if they did that.
It would. Well, call us back if you can figure out a way to make that happen. But thank you for sharing.
Have a good one.
And I mean, sharing is the key word.
Right, right.
Isn't it? Really?
There it is. See? Oh. It gets that serious with the weird favors.
Sure, that is calling in a favor.
And now on the far extreme side of things, this favor.
I have a total antidote text to that last caller, okay?
And so you're gonna put a little voice to
it. I'm going to read this in like a kind, good, concerned citizen voice.
Okay, ready?
This is the text.
Go.
A neighbor in my building before Christmas knocked on my door asking if I would do a favor for her. I said, I'd have to hear it first. She volunteered to make potato salad for 35 coworkers for their office Christmas party and was wondering if I would make it for her because she knew I liked cooking. A big no for me, some nerve.
Oh, wow.
So in the world, this world is shared by people who
extreme.
Are on very extreme opposite ends of the favor spectrum. A request to make potato salad for coworkers and sleeping with your buddy's girlfriend.
This guy needs to move into her neighborhood.
Yeah.
I like this woman. I want to hang out with the potato salad woman.
Do you really? Potato salad woman?
Some nerve.
Wait until that dude knocks on your door.
Thanks for texting.
You'll have a real conundrum. Now what do I do? Welcome back, Marilyn, by the way.
Thank you, Jamar. Good to be back.
Welcome back. Did anyone ask you any favors while you were away on vacation? Say, hey, can you bring me back this or bring me back that?
No, they didn't, is shocking, but sometimes that happens a lot.
It's the worst, man. So,
yeah.
That's why when I go on vacation, I don't even tell anybody.
Yeah. I think it was really funny because I said for the first time I didn't have to bring anything back for anybody. So good point you made.
When I go to Jamaica,
If
I tell any relatives I'm going, I just get all these crazy requests.
Like, what do they request?
Jamar, you can't bring Madonna a wedding dress. Like, wedding
dress? Oh, the wedding dress. Yes.
Where am I going to put a wedding dress?
Tell the story about the wedding dress.
No, Katina, she's going to get married, and, you know, if you can't just bring it. No, I'm not packing a wedding dress. Where am I going to put a wedding dress? Can you imagine me at customs when I open my bag and it's a white dress? No.
You say to the customs official, yes, I said yes to the dress.
No way.
That is a weird... Was that a cousin that requested that?
Yeah. You get all these weird requests. But hey, listen. Sometimes people just need stuff. And no matter how weird it is, they ask you, like, can you take a picture of a check for $30,000 and send it to me? Another weird request I was asked. Mm. Why?
Because the guy wanted to sell his house privately.
Yes.
And he wanted to release the real estate agent. And like a good person, you thought, what starts with the word, with the letter F and ends with the letter D? That would be fraud. I just don't want to do that.
Yeah. So, no.
I get that. Your guts told you not to do it.
I opted out of sending the picture of the $30,000 check.
You were right.
What is the weirdest favor someone's ever asked you? Good morning, Vicky.
Hey, good morning.
Weird favor?
Yeah, so it was so funny when you guys brought this up because it brought back this really hilarious memory. It was when I was pregnant with my son. So this was back in 2003. I was at work and this woman pulled me aside. She was in management as well. She pulled me aside and said, I have a huge favor to ask you. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, would you mind if you use this pregnancy test and pee on it for me?
Oh, my
goodness. And I thought
goodness.
She was joking, so I started to laugh. And I'm like, yeah, okay. She's like, no. She goes, my boyfriend, I've been having some problems. She's like, and, if I was pregnant, she's like, then I think he'd propose. She was really odd. Like, she was an odd person.
Uh-huh.
But this was, like, really, really whacked out.
Did you do it?
No, God, no.
Listen, I got to tell you, you can make a lot of money with the pregnancy pee. There's a market online for people who want positive pregnancy tests.
I believe it.
There is a market for it.
I believe it. Yeah. No.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing.
Yeah.
She quit like a month later. She was just odd all
wow,
around.
Wow, that is a weird favor. I got to tell you, you win weird favor of the day.
Yeah.
I don't have a prize for you, but wow. Isn't it funny when you don't think about something for a long time and then we bring something like this up and
it was hilarious.
Yeah, because you put it out of your mind, don't you?
Yeah.
How old is your son now?
He's 15. Well, he'll be 15 in June.
15. Man, that was 15
it's
years ago.
It's time for him to move out. Go get a job. Bye.
That's great.
Thanks for calling. Have a great
day. Thanks, guys. You too.
Bye.
Yeah, pregnancy pee is gold, guys.
Yeah, I've heard about that, too.
I mean, not literally in color, but I mean.
It is. It's an investment.
Forget I said that. Backstreet Boys, with the title of the size of the burritos I've been eating all winter, larger than life.
Oh,
well,
yeah?
What have I been doing?
Because you're eating comfort food.
Eating. All that daddy weight. Got to get rid of it.
Dad bod.
Yeah. Stop it. And Marilyn just came back from Barbados. And good on you for actually just staying active during the off season, because you were ready for the beach. You were ready for the pool.
Yeah, and we're ready for at least two tubes of Pringles, 2 to 3 Banks beers a day, a couple of flank fish sandwiches. Oh, yeah, I'll take the fries, too, and put ketchup on that.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe a couple of pieces of fish. But honestly, I just wanted carbs. And I didn't gain any weight. I was really happy.
Fantastic. Well, you earned it. You definitely earned your trip.
Thank you.
I want to remind everybody, they do say that summer bods are made in winter, but this is a little tip I just found that might help you lose a little weight, and you won't believe this.
What is it?
A new study says that ordering your dessert first at the beginning of the meal could help you lose weight.
How is that possible?
I don't know. They said they let people choose desserts first before they grab their meal. Sometimes they just ate it. And they said over the course of 4 days, 70% of the people consumed fewer calories when they had their dessert first. Just sometimes because they're just having less calories in general.
So you're eating the dessert, and so when you're ordering something that's healthy, you don't have room for it because you're on a sugar high.
Well, just think about it.
Yeah.
If you have a big meal and then you see the flan or the
bread pudding?
Yeah, and you're just like,
bread pudding.
Exactly. And you're just like, let me stuff that into the end of the meal. You're adding calories.
Yeah.
Eat the dessert first.
We only had dessert once, but I said we have to have the bread pudding, and boy, it was good.
Exactly.
Drenched in rum. It was
oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, absolutely. There's nothing like Caribbean bread pudding.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
But I don't know. You know, when I'm here in Toronto, I don't know about you guys, I never order dessert. I eat so well during the meal that I just don't want anything. My dessert is maybe the wine or the martini. What about you, Caitlin?
I have them all.
Do you have them all?
Them all.
Do you have them all? You have a sweet tooth, because I don't have a sweet tooth.
I have all of the food, and it's a problem. It's a problem as my metabolism slows down, as my desire to work out due to exhaustion also slows down, and I end up having things like I'll have a cocktail before dinner, wine with dinner, a dessert, appetizer, cheese, whatever.
Okay, let me tell you why your metabolism is down. if you cut out the dessert, the alcohol is your dessert.
Yep.
Stop it.
And my husband is like, he's on the same program as you, Marilyn.
Yeah.
And so he'll notice, like, after every meal, I'll be in the kitchen, quote unquote, doing dishes. And he just starts to hear, like, little rappers, like, and he looks over and it's me with my whole fist in the thing of cookies. And I just don't. I can't stop it.
She just wants more.
Yeah. I do.
This is the sound of Caitlin walking out of the restaurant.
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Yeah, well,
and there's not about, like, to order one dessert with four forks. No. She wants it all to herself.
Yeah.
If there's
not a share.
If there's a fudge brownie on the menu, I can't resist. I have to eat it. But Maybe ordering the dessert first could help you out if you're trying to lower calories. That's, I don't say I know for sure, but that's what I offer according to the experts.
Guys. You guys keep talking yourself into that.
It's not good. I need to try this intermittent fasting thing.
You know what? Have dessert, enjoy the dessert, and then yell at yourself later.
E-Talk Entertainment update from Danielle.
Danielle Graham, nice to have you in the room.
Guys, it's always nice to be in the room with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
What's it like to be a royal these days?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, because you covered that and you know all about that. Now there's some new laws.
There are, and it's such a royal way of handling things. I kind of love it. That's for me, isn't it, Tom? Yes, thank you. Yes. The Duchess of E-Talk. So the royal family has issued guidelines for interacting with the royal family online. So as we know, each of the respective houses have their own Instagram accounts and social media accounts, the royal family, Clarence House, Kensington Palace. So they have asked that when you're engaging with the royal family, I almost want to do an accent, you show courtesy, kindness, and respect.
Please show courtesy, kindness, and respect.
That's good.
It's very good. To all members of the royal family.
So to all members of the royal family.
Can you give me a hear ye?
Hear ye, hear ye.
It's very good.
I'm watching too much of British TV right now.
It's great.
Love it.
This is all in the wake of, we know that Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle have taken a lot of heat on social media in the last little while. Yeah. So this was spawned out of that. I kind of think it's lovely. They said that over the course of the last year, there have been hundreds and thousands of comments, but only one or two were violent. So that's...
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's not bad, I guess.
That came from Camilla. All right.
Courtesy and kindness, everybody, if you're engaging. Will Smith, this is an exciting story about Will Smith. We kind of heard that it looks as though he stepped away from the Suicide Squad sequel. Nothing's confirmed, but reports
are
suggesting
that. Everyone stepped away from that movie.
I mean, it wasn't really a hit, that first one.
Yeah, that's a sore topic for a DC comic guy. Sorry.
I saw the Batmobile on Girard, I'm just saying.
That was exciting, wasn't it?
It was parked on Girard.
Was it? Oh, yeah. It was parked
Young and Girard, it was parked over on the side. It went, that's the Batmobile.
Yeah, but it's not the best Batmobile, so.
Yeah.
That's just me speaking.
Jamar, at least I came that close.
I gotcha.
But he is going to play Venus and Serena Williams' father in a new biopic. Love this. Yeah. If you know the history of the Williams sisters, their dad had no tennis background whatsoever. He oversaw their tennis careers from overgrown courts in Compton to being the best in the world.
It's one of the great American stories.
It really is.
How they came up in sports from no background to dominating.
Yeah, it really is. I think that's a really great story that I actually cannot wait to see on the big screen. No dates or anything like that as of right now. Just kind of looks like he's
going to do it. Father and daughter relationship and how impactful the father's relationship has been with his daughter. So that's pretty amazing.
I think so.
Good.
Next up, though, he's going to be the genie in the Disney's new Aladdin movie, which I think will be really fun as well. And then we're going to wrap it up with some Hollywood tributes to Luke Perry. We know that he passed away yesterday after the massive stroke he suffered last week. And his co-stars are tweeting. Ian Ziering has said, "Dearest Luke, I will forever bask in the loving memories we've shared over the last 30 years. Leo DiCaprio actually starred with Luke Perry in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Is coming out this summer. Quentin Tarantino's new movie. Leo says Luke was a kind-hearted and incredibly talented artist. It was an honor to work with him. And then Molly Ringwald, who of course co-starred with him on Riverdale, said, "My heart is broken."
Yeah, it's too sad.
It is. Very it's really sad.
Side note, but equally as disappointing, Mona from Who's the Boss died also too, remember?
Yeah.
Did you hear about her?
No.
Angela's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Over the weekend?
Late last week, she passed away.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's been a tough week.
Yeah, tough for 90s people.
Amen.
Thank you, Danielle.
My pleasure, guys.
CTV, 7 p.m. That's where you get it. It's me talk.
Yeah. You guys are talking about the 90s. Try to deal with people that have gone from the 70s. 60s.
70s. What are those?
Yeah, I know.
I'm joking.
I know. I'm joking.
No, you're not.
It's okay. I am.
Courtesy, kindness, and respect, everybody.
Exactly.
Courtesy, kindness, and respect.
Danielle Graham, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. Everyone's trying to get to a destination at this point in time. Now, my understanding is where I come from, they call it spring break, but that's not what it's called all over the place, right?
Well, what is it called, Caitlin?
So in the U.S., it's spring break.
Right.
When you're little, here in Canada, it's March break. When you grow up a bit and you go to university, it's reading week.
It's reading week.
Which is almost like ironically named.
It's really called reading week?
Yeah, it's called reading week, and it's
ridiculous. We had that in university, too, like a reading day or something. But I I thought, no, we're not. We're just going away on vacay.
Yeah. Who's reading that week?
Break.
Reading the bottle of the Boone's alcohol or something. Yeah. Like, that's what they're reading.
Yeah, the only thing you're reading is a cocktail menu. It's right. Senior Frogs.
They're hoping that Senior Frogs. Every generation has a Senior Frog.
That's right.
Well, there you go. There's a new feature that's going to be launched on Tinder, if it hasn't already been launched, where if you're heading on reading week or spring break or, you know, going to like Mexico or something, you can activate this feature and meet up with people who are going to the same destination
you.
So you can plot your meetups or hookups for spring break before you even get there. This is a train wreck waiting to happen.
So Monday, I'm going to be with so-and-so.
Right.
Take it there. Wednesday, oh, gosh, I'll take a break on Thursday. I'll be exhausted.
Yeah.
And then that's kind of interesting.
People didn't need help in this area.
No, they didn't need help.
No.
I mean, now, you know, back in the day, you used to just randomly pick up somebody in the phone party and take them out of the phone and be like, hey, you.
I saw that happening.
Talk to me about
this. Okay, I saw this happening in the foam. As I'm standing in the foam, and the foam is slowly filling in, and I'm already going, you know, I don't really belong here.
Please tell me what this is about.
So you're at a club, and they have foam machines, and they start dispensing these piles of foam that fill up the entire...
It's like soap or soap suds, and it'll either fall from the ceiling or emanate from the dance floor.
Let me tell you, the bodily fluids lurking in that foam are plentiful.
Uh-huh.
So what happens when this happens?
Well, sometimes people's lower half is concealed in said foam.
Exactly.
And when that happens, all bets are off. And you just have to run.
Pants are off or bets are off?
Both. Pants, bets, it works.
If you take a cap full of the foam, you could actually grow a new human in a piece of it. There's so much DNA in the foam.
Because here's disgusting. The thing. They're selling drinks for like almost nothing. People are drinking out of yardsticks. They're sunburnt. Their brains are fried. No one is thinking clearly. It is a bath of regret.
Yeah.
And
Where is this happening? Like on these islands?
Panama
escapes?
City, Mexico, anywhere.
Anywhere. Like these foam parties happen in Niagara Falls. Like they'll happen anywhere where there's a group of drunk 21-year-olds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How are we alive?
It makes no sense to me.
No, that's great.
It makes no sense to me that humans have made it as far as we have.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I've never heard of this before. I feel like I'm new to the planet. And I have to say, that is gross. That is
Isn't it really gross?
It's gross, but it's fun somehow.
Why? Is it fun?
I don't know. It was fun at the time. I would never do it again, though.
Okay. It's just, it becomes not fun if you aren't at the same party level as everyone around
you. Yeah. If you're witnessing and not into it, then forget it.
If
you're in it, you don't care. I don't care. That's
exactly.
Wrong. I gotcha.
Yep.
Well, I learned something new today. Thanks for telling me about that.
You're welcome.
Well, at least you know about Mardi Gras beads, right?
Oh, yes. Okay. I know about
that. We had to put Meredith up on there yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't know.
Beads. Did you tell her when you throw the beads to keep your mouth closed, you could chip a tooth?
That's happened.
That happened to a friend of mine.
No.
Yeah. Yay!
Oh, wow.
Done. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, happy Mardi Gras to everybody. Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday,
Pancake
whatever you want to call it.
You guys have pancakes today?
I'm getting some pancakes.
All right.
And look who just walked into Chum 104.5, Billy Baldwin in studio. Welcome, Billy. Talking to us about his TV series, Northern Rescue.
Tell us about this show. You and I have already talked about it, but for those that do not know, you're playing a father of three.
Yes, it's called Northern Rescue. It's on CBC Gem here, here in Canada domestically and Netflix worldwide. It dropped March 1st, last Friday. And I have to tell you, the internet is going crazy. If you go to hashtag Northern Rescue on Twitter, hashtag Northern Rescue on Facebook or Instagram, the comments are just overwhelmingly positive. People are digging the show. They're begging for a pickup. They want to know when they're going to be able to have season two, and we're waiting to get back up to Parry Sound.
Parry Sound, which is beautiful up there.
Yeah.
So basically, it's and I don't want to reduce what the storyline is, but you lose your wife to cancer in this.
Wow.
Spoiler alert.
Wow.
No, that happened
right off the top, Billy. Come on, Billy.
No, it's important to know. Yeah, the show is very funny, but it's a family drama, hard hitting. If you liked This Is Us or Party of Five, yeah. Brothers and Sisters, Parenthood. This is kind of right up your alley. We're hoping to define what it means to be a family today. I'm raising my children. It's all about the trials. It defines what a family is today, but it's the trials and tribulations that all the kids are going through. They're going to get into relationships and sex and drugs. And we're not going to, you know, we'll push the envelope there. We right. want to have it to
How
be
How old are
accurate.
The kids on this show?
They're 17, 15, and 13.
All very relatable ages. All very changeable ages, too.
Yeah, I have three kids, girl, yeah. boy, girl, and mine yeah. are 19, 17, and 14. I'm
so you could
sort of
relate.
Modeled after my well the it shows kind of modeled after developing it with my partners on the show. They kind of modeled it wow. after my family.
So On Location in Parry Sound, yeah. how do you like that cottage country? Isn't it gorgeous?
Well, we're there at the right time. We shot from June 10th to September 18th.
Perfect yeah. timing.
So we were there at the right time. They better get this pickup going so we could start writing. I don't want to be there January, you know, yeah. January through, you know, May.
When do they tell you about all that stuff? Because I don't know how that works.
I think the CBC had to pull the trigger right now. I think they would for multiple seasons. I think we're just waiting to hear if Netflix, who's the co-production partner, is on board. But we were trending most popular on Netflix all weekend for the last week. I literally scrolled through hundreds of comments and I found one or two people. You know, you're entitled to your opinion, but there was like one guy was like, why does Netflix waste its time on this kind of stuff? And I was like, you idiot.
That was from your brother.
Yeah.
And you know.
Which one?
Just guess.
I would get him a job, but they're not Canadian. You know, I could ride my coattails.
Speaking of which, you know, isn't it funny? I mean, as an outsider who's now in, it feels like there's like a Canadian renaissance going on in television and TV and entertainment. It's just like there's a lot of Canadian awesome content happening right now. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed?
Well, I think two variables are the most significant contributors to that. One is the new streaming. When pay television came in, it really, network television took a hit. And yeah. now that streaming television has come in, pay television. So when HBO came in, CBS took a hit. And now when Netflix has come in, HBO is taking a hit.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
now there's 500, 600 scripted television programs right now. So there's incredible wow. opportunities for actors. You couple that with the Northern Ontario tax credit, which comes all the way down 2 hours north of Toronto into the Muskoka area. Mm-hmm. And you have, I mean, it's crazy in Sudbury. It's crazy in North mm-hmm. Bay. And we're very busy in Parry Sound. I mean, employing hundreds and hundreds of people.
Do you ever need a morning radio show that you can listen to in the background in one of your scenes that go, God, I love that station so much. I love Chum.
No,
and then just put that in there. Because you know we're there for you, Billy.
Yes, yes. No, I
you
can
know.
Do that. I don't
and
need
we'll
you for that.
We'll play Justin Bieber songs as much as
whatever you want.
Want,
man.
But why don't we add in a part where we can add in a whole storyline where I come in and I do the search and rescue report
right.
on the local radio station, listen. And I come in and I do it with my gal.
I'm writing
Marilyn.
It right now. I'm writing it right now.
No, you're writing your contract, honey. I can see it. I'm writing an inscription.
Zero, 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 zero. So let me ask you this. Your kids are what? It's Jameson Vanson.
That's our budget,
right?
Zero.
Yeah, Jameson Vanson.
Jameson Vanson.
Okay.
Yeah.
How are they dealing with Haley and Justin Bieber and all that? Because, I mean, I know that the adults can handle it, but, you know, these are cousins. How are they handling all that?
All right, let me just run down a list.
Sure.
Okay. You tell me what this list is.
Okay.
Billy Baldwin.
Yeah.
China Phillips.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wilson Phillips.
Wow.
Yeah. John Phillips, Michelle Phillips, the Mamas and the Papas.
Wow. Yeah.
Alec Baldwin, Daniel Baldwin, yeah. Stephen Baldwin, yeah. Kim Basinger.
Yeah. Heard of them all.
Yeah, they're Snow all related to my kids. My yeah. kids are completely unfazed.
So this is par for the course.
They were born into this.
Can you imagine?
Okay.
So Bieber is small potatoes,
right? The family tree is fairly extensive.
It's pretty vast and extensive. I know.
It covers a lot of territory. Yeah. And my daughter's best friend is Don Johnson's daughter, Grace.
Oh.
And my daughter went to a party because Grace was invited by Dakota. And she's also related to, through marriage, to Melanie Griffith and Antonio Banderas and their kids. They went to a party and my daughter was there. My daughter's a freshman in college. She went there. She's like, Dad, I'm standing here having a conversation with Julia Roberts and Sean Penn. And across the room is Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay.
There, it was like a little like get together.
My
so,
life. Well,
yeah. So this was
see
my
that's
question.
A party that people do. I don't have to invite anybody, and I already have that. Okay.
You
I just
got that.
I call
listen.
It like Sunday morning.
Yeah.
At the Baldwins. Okay.
So the kids get it. They get
yeah,
it.
They get it.
No, they're just not fake.
They're not fake.
Get it. They don't think about it. They never thought about it. It's just like what they've been born into this weird. Yeah. you know, incubation, it's
right.
It's just a nightmare.
That's Billy, I have to tell you, I don't get to see you enough. I want to tell you that right now. But when I know you're coming to town, I love talking to you always.
I do. I had such a blast on your
You
other
know what you're
going
to do next
I love
time?
So much.
That's okay. We're all related. Next time you're going to co-host it with me. If you've got time, because you've got this North
of course.
Show. All right, Billy Baldwin.
I would love to do that.
Thank you so much for dropping by at Chum.
Love and Chum.
Let me know. Shrove Tuesday, Pancake Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, whatever you call it, it's today and it's trending. And it's the day immediately before Ash Wednesday. And it's celebrated in some countries by consuming pancakes. So you're going to see a lot of people sharing pancake-related content on social media today.
Okay. This is Anglican Church Super Bowl
today. That's exactly what it is.
Right?
This is the Anglican Church Super Bowl. That yes! parish hall is going to be nuts today. Pancakes.
Now is that Sunday. You
gotta thank you to the sexton and the deacon. Pancakes.
Meanwhile, the agnostic Nailed in it. The corner Nailed is just excited to eat pancakes.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I just want to say this, being a true and good Anglican.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
am.
Yeah.
A plain one is nice for me. Don't put any whipped cream or anything.
Oh my god!
Just a maple syrup, a good Canadian maple syrup, and butter, and I'm your best
Maryland.
Friend.
I like a blueberry.
No.
Like
I'm in Maryland. Plain pancakes. Yeah. Give me the real maple syrup.
Yeah.
I'm in heaven.
Heaven. It's all
I
good.
I like blueberries. I like a nice kind of crispy crust almost on the top of the pancake. Ooh, so delicious. Now here's an interesting thing I just read about on the internet. That in Newfoundland, objects with symbolic value are added to the batter to be cooked, and they're used to interpret different messages about the future. So, like a pancake served with a ring inside might signify marriage.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Okay.
I have never heard
I've never
before,
heard that before either.
And I kind of like it.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is.
Read your pancakes.
Okay, exactly.
Fine. All right.
Okay. In other trending news, The Bachelor is trending.
No!
Last night, sorry, Tom. The no in the corner was from Tom. It is trending today because last night's episode saw the show go from jumping the shark to jumping the fence. Specifically, as it relates to Bachelor Colton literally jumping over a fence.
He just jumped the fence. Is there a button that opens a gate?
Colton!
Open the fence, guys. Open the fence.
Colton!
Colton!
Somehow urgently yelling.
There's a dog howling in the background.
Like urgently yelling the name Colton doesn't ever make me feel concerned, and I don't know why.
That is a reality show like staple. You got to yell the person's Colton.
But like the name Colton to me, I just feel like a kid's running away from little league practice. Like I don't know why the name just doesn't
resonate with.
Doesn't evoke
who's yelling at him? Producers?
That is the producers on Bachelor host Chris Harrison. They're doing their best to pretend this is a real emergency.
Colton, come on.
They really are. I mean, props to them. They could have a career in soap acting because he jumps over this fence because Cassie, his clear favorite on the show at this point in the season, she leaves because she says she's not sure that she can accept a proposal from him if he proposes to her at the end of the show. Now, they've only known each other for like 3 weeks. So when Colton goes to the hometown dates to meet Cassie's dad, he asks for his approval, and Cassie's dad, like the thinking man he is, says, no thanks, you've known my daughter for 3 weeks, you can pursue a relationship with her, but I'm not giving you my seal of approval. And then Cassie's dad flew all the way to Portugal and he intervened. He blocked Colton. He
That's
dad
good
blocked
parenting
him. Yeah, he's like, Cassie's dad's waiting in the limo going, come on, let's get the heck out of here.
Wow.
Colton jumps a fence and dun dun dun, we're left there.
Where was Colton?
Colton!
Colton!
Your retainer! You lost your retainer!
That's what happened.
That's very
Where'd you guys
funny.
Find this one? Where'd you guys find Caitlin?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Colton.
That's fantastic.
Under a rock. Near a fence.
They lifted the rock up and I just sort of said, hi.
No. This is an only child who spent a lot of time by herself and has some very good insights.
I did.
All right, well, thank you for those insights.
At least you don't get sucked in like everybody else going, Colton over the fence. You know?
No, he's faking it.
I'm going to make Marilyn squeal right now. Ready? Ready?
Ready?
Close your eyes. All right, open.
Oh!
You see, I told
you. Baby.
I told you.
Oh, that really worked.
So cute. You guys are so cute.
Like that.
He's getting so big, Kofi.
Yeah.
When do I get to meet him in person?
We need a babysitter. Come over tonight.
Oh,
$20 an hour.
$20 an hour?
No.
I have a feeling we're going to have a daycare coming up in June after my little.
When are they due?
June 7th, Adam and Caprice are due with their little baby girl. Oh my gosh, that is adorable.
Yeah, fantastic.
He is adorable. How great is that?
Yeah. Jamar described him as that he's recently come online.
Yes.
And that's what he looks like. Because before he was kind of in that sleepy newborn phase.
Yes.
And in this photo, he's like eyes open. He's seeing the world.
Yeah.
He's online.
I tell you, when Adam turned like 6 months, that's when we were having deep and very meaningful conversations. We were having I would talk about work, I'd talk about this and that, and he would just watch everything that I did. And it just gets more and more interesting as time goes on. It's just
it's so interesting.
Isn't it cool?
Watching a little person develop. It's just so interesting. It's like, oh, so this is what humanity is like.
Thank you for showing me a picture of
course.
Kofi.
Humanity.
No.
I mean, just can't wait for his political ideals to develop. I guess I'm jumping ahead, but still.
He's going to hate you first.
Okay, that's fine. He can hate me.
He's going to.
When he wants them car keys, he's going to love me. Right?
Okay, let me sit down and talk to you about the stages.
Right.
And then they move in with you 3 times, and then they eventually move out, and then they work down the hall from you.
Okay.
About 7 feet.
All right.
Okay.
I'm up for all of
what
it.
What happens?
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. Show. Chum 104.5.